producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
What a good idea that is. All right, apparently people are really liking Shane's idea of we put up a good news story every day. This one's kind of cute. Pro basketball team signs 5-year-old boy with leukemia to 1-day contract as a free agent. The terms were not discussed, except they need to get him shorter shorts. These one goes all the way down to his shoes. Yeah. Cute kid. Apparently he's been playing basketball since he was a year old. So there we go. Shane, whatever happened to our Dr. Joy telephone polls?
Which one are you talking about?
Well, actually, before that, both of us just remembered the same thing at the same time. I can tell. See, I can read his mind. Guess what is on iTunes and TuneIn? Yeah, so go for it. It's there. Okay, so it took a month. I'm sorry. But apparently it always takes a month.
Other shows have been the same way.
Yeah, no worries. How cool is that? Maybe they're just trying to make sure that we're not, fly by night or something.
you'd think maybe with your show they'd...
They know. Yeah, you know. Since God's dog was a puppy, yeah. I know. We were actually figuring out how long I'd been on the air a while ago. It's kind of impressive to me.
You've got most of the hosts beat, I think, from what
we figured.
Yeah. Even Howard Stern, I think we figured
you had
beat.
A couple years longer than Howard.
That's pretty cool, Joy.
Yeah. There we go. And I got better hair than he does. There, rude.
Nice.
Rude. All right, so...
True, though.
Yeah, true. Exactly so. 855-99-DR-JOY. So thank you guys for being... Well, I'd say being patient, except... You weren't all that patient, but that's okay. I mean, when Shane and I were talking about it, I said, look, there's something wonderful about people being involved enough with the program to say... It's not, this is something we want. It's not working, whether it's iTunes or, a website or anything. I mean, God bless you. I really appreciate the fact that you're that involved, that you care to say, okay, this is not, do this, take care of this. So my program directors just sent me notes saying, okay, this is the problem, Brown. Okay, thanks. I appreciate it. I really do. I know whenever I say things like that, people say, oh, you're so sarcastic. I'm not. I'm sincere. I really mean it. All right, 855. I'm not sarcastic. 855-99-DR-JOY. So we got that taken care of. We got the iTunes. We're back on. We've got. I know what I was asking you though was the whole issue about. Remember, we're going to have people roving with the call or the question of the day, and then they're
the joywalking.
So
we have gotten a lot of response on that, and I'm kind of in the process of getting back to everybody here on it, and we're gonna have a good game plan so it doesn't come out complete chaos.
Tacky, tacky.
But
was the word tacky coming in?
Yeah. Well, I was thinking more chaos. Chaotic anarchy.
Chaos actually works for me. I don't mind chaos. Tacky doesn't work for me. Yeah.
I'm such a planner. I like to have things laid out.
Do we have an estimate? How about by my birthday we get it done?
Sure. Yeah, that sounds good.
Fair?
That works.
A couple weeks. You got a couple weeks. Got 2 weeks from tomorrow.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. We just put Shane on the books. All right.
Dun dun dun
dun dun dun. Mafungo.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot about Mafungo.
Yeah, Mafungo. All right. For those of you who think what I know it sounds like a Japanese monster. It's not. It's the Puerto Rican national dish.
I love that word.
Isn't
so
it cool?
Awesome,
Mafungo. Dun dun dun. Yeah, maybe we should write a screenplay or something. Maybe not. All right. Back, you can tell there's a full moon. The moon.
We're the blood moon.
I woke up in the middle of the night. Was it Jack and the Beanstalk where the full moon shines on the bean?
Yeah, that's right.
I woke up in the middle of the night 3 times last night, and there were just the bright full moon. It was just gorgeous. But it is making a bit of chaos with people sort of wandering around and having bumping into things. Whoops. All right. So I thought what we'd talk about for a minute, but think of, see, we thought we knew about the iTunes yesterday, but both Shane and I are very cautious, and we wanted to make sure that it was actually up and working before we announced it. So thank you guys for your forbearance. How's
yes.
that?
Yeah, there you go.
Forbearance.
And just so everybody knows, this is something that we tried to get worked out immediately.
A month ago.
Before I switched
over even.
Yeah, exactly.
No, it wasn't us. And it wasn't us being slackers or anything like that. So hopefully we'll get over the 2 million mark. That'd
be
good.
There you go.
That'd be cool. Yeah. All right. So I thought we'd do, just because it's kind of, I don't think we've actually talked about Indian summer around here. This is one of the conversations I had with my cab driver who was trying to convince me that we were all going to die in 200 years.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. That was reassuring. If it's not Ebola, it's a cab driver. I don't know why people, it's kind of like I'm this target for, anyway, I suppose because I'm cheerful and people think, I'll show her how not to be cheerful. But anyway, I still am. I just lost my train of thought.
Indian Summers.
Indian Summers. Yeah, thank you so much.
Yep.
All I could remember is the cab driver yelling at me. All right. So this is the legend of the Indian Summer. And the reason I knew about it is I actually went to a reservation in upstate New York. And they have these little cards that have all these legends. It turns out the legend of the Indian Summer is that a squaw's husband died, the brave died. And she had two small children. And if your husband dies in an Aboriginal society, you starve to death because there's no one to go and get food for you. So she was very, very religious and a very good woman, very virtuous. And so the great mother apparently saw her plight and gave her a handful of corn and said, plant this. Now, and this was this time of year. And as those of you who know anything about farming, which is probably a lot more than I know, that you plant corn in the spring. It comes up over the summer. But she had faith, and so she planted it, and hence winter corn. And it's called, and they had an unusually, because it has to be planted before the snows. And there was an unusually long summer period between presumably August and November, and hence the winter crop. And that was, and her children were saved. And that's the concept, supposedly, of Indian summer.
Interesting.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah, my wife and I were just talking about this not more than a week ago. We've been having a real nice period here in the upper Midwest as well. And I think it was in the 70s or something at the time.
Yeah.
And we were saying, you know, I wonder where that term came from. I wasn't sure if it, you know.
Now you know.
Yeah, there you go.
Now you know. Yeah, it's part of. Now, obviously, that's folklore. So
right,
it was also,
right.
And almost all folklore and folk tales have an acknowledgement of something in the natural world, some explanation for it. So that's where that one came from. So I thought what we were going to do is maybe because where it's supposed to be, I think it's in the high 60s today, and it's supposed to be in the 70s again next week. So we're supposed to have a really nice
yeah,
warm
that's
fall.
Great for this time of year.
Indeed. So I thought one of the things that we would chat about is your summer memories, because in another week or so, that's going to be a far distant memory. So do you have any? Well, you took your trip. Was that your favorite summer memory?
I like the fall especially, but I mean, yeah, going to the beach with the kids and that sort of thing was nice this year.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. This summer kind of got away from me, partially because I have a friend with whom I usually spend a fair amount of time. We travel together a lot, and she was not well, and so. Part of it is that's you know, that sort of waiting to see if she was going to feel better, and so didn't get a whole lot done this summer. But all right, so we'll talk about your favorite memory of the summer and whatever else is on your mind. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, I think we should say across North America, but whatever. We have a bunch of really wonderful affiliates in Canada as well.
Yeah, Windsor is a big one, I believe.
Yeah, CKLW. We love Windsor. We haven't been up there in a while. Maybe they'll invite me. Actually, I went up to my I think it was my first trip to Windsor. The Ringo Starr was doing the Ringo and the All Star Band, and
cool.
Yeah, and he was at Radio City. And I hadn't paid much attention. You know, I've got so much stuff booked so far in advance that every once in a while something will sort of pop up in my... And I wasn't paying much attention. So I thought it was over there. And so I went over and to see if there was an extra ticket. And there was one, but I had somebody else with me that day. So I came back and said, you know, I had one ticket, but not two. And I just didn't plan. And I got a call from Keith Chinnery, who's the program director at CKLW, who said, Ringo's coming here. I'll get you a ticket.
Awesome.
So I went and I did a live show at Caesars for CKLW. It was great. There were like 1,000 people there, so it was great. On a Thursday afternoon, and then got not only to go to see Ringo's concert, but got to meet Ringo, and there's a picture of me with Ringo.
So, Joy, were you one of the screaming teenagers then watching the Beatles live?
I was a little, yeah, definitely, except I was not quite a teenager then.
Okay,
but,
yeah.
And
yeah,
I didn't
sure.
live in New York. But,
oh,
yeah,
okay,
I definitely
yeah.
would. And, you know, whenever I see that footage, I start crying.
Do you really? Yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
I do. And yeah, there was something about the Beatles. And Ringo's just adorable. I mean, he was always my fave. I suppose because he was the most funny looking, and he was the one
yeah,
I thought
sure.
was, you know, that he would love me for the real me.
I figured, oh, that's funny.
You know, the Paul was just too cute. George was a little weird. John was, you know, was just in a different galaxy.
And
but Ringo had
cool.
a shot
yeah.
with him.
Yeah. Sure. Did you ever see the movie Caveman with Ringo Starr?
You know, and Barbara Bach.
Yes, yes, exactly.
Eventually married.
Yeah. Oh,
I think
that's
they're
one of my
still
favorites.
Married.
I love that silly movie. That's hilarious.
Well, Silly was, and he is, I mean, he's really, he's aged very well. He's actually
mm-hmm. yeah.
sort of better looking now. And he's the one who still really has a career. He seemed to be always the sanest, too.
Yeah, I think so, too. Just kind of, you know, straight down the middle,
yep.
do it the right way. Yeah.
You know what? He seemed grateful to have that position.
Yeah, I agree.
In fact, there's a movie coming out this week, which I should recommend to him. It's called, I'll review it in maybe next hour, or maybe next segment. All right, let's do a little summer. And so we finished that up of people who had Facebook memories that they wanted to share with us.
Yeah. All right, so let's see. We get in the right spot here, and that's always good. So we asked what your favorite summer memory from this year was, and our first comment came from Lorraine, and she said, finally renovating my home all June, she said.
Good for you.
Yeah,
major.
Yeah, good time to get that stuff done, so that's cool.
Yeah, and luckily it sounds like she had the whole month to do it as opposed to sort of doing it, you know, weekend
piecemeal.
For the next 14
yeah.
years.
Yeah, that's usually
Which
the way
really
my
frustrating.
My projects
yeah.
go, yeah.
Yeah. Good for her.
Stephanie says, my niece's fabulous wedding. We made custom gifts. Chicken coop. Wow, a chicken coop. Wow, that's pretty cool. From my mother and a custom etched wine glasses, 60 of them as gifts. And
wow.
had a wonderful time. Yeah, that's
a
quite...
chicken coop. You made a chicken coop?
Yeah, I wonder
you?
I wonder what that...
hopefully they live on a like. Farm.
Well,
and
I, would,
like
I would assume so, yeah.
One never knows.
You never know, I
hi.
Guess.
Hi! Yeah. I can just see someone showing up and saying, hi, I bought you a chicken coop.
Yeah, right.
Oh, thanks.
That's pretty cool, though. I always kind of like that when people put the effort into the gifts.
Oh, sure.
Of, you know,
and custom-edged wine
yeah.
glasses?
Oh,
that's pretty cool.
Yeah, neat. Tish says, hearing my 10-year-old daughter squeal with delight as the Atlantic Ocean waves splashed around us. So they must
amen.
A, yeah,
gotta love
trip.
The ocean.
Yeah.
Gotta love the ocean.
Kathleen says, visiting wineries in Napa Valley with my husband and in-laws. We just had the most fabulous day, she says. Have you
Napa's
ever been out there?
Great.
Okay.
Sure, I
yeah.
lived in San Francisco.
Oh, right. Yeah,
well,
forget
my,
that.
My,
yeah.
The first time I went, I worked for KGO, and I also worked for KCBS out there. And the first wine tasting I ever went to, and wine tasting in the Bay Area is a big
oh,
deal.
I imagine, yeah.
It's like football in Texas. All that's all the only metaphor I can give you. And so, and you know, I worked on an archaeology dig in southern France. I knew about wine. And so I go to this wine tasting, and there's this huge room with like gazillion bottles of wine, and people pay money to come in. And what they do, have you ever been to a wine tasting? They take, and you take a sip of wine, and you swish it around in your mouth.
And spit it out, yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes, you spit it out.
Yep, absolutely.
You spit get it out.
Yeah, the worst is the cheese, too. You're supposed to do the same thing with the cheese. I think by then
they had lost me.
Yeah.
But they have these huge barrels that have a plastic garbage bag in them. And so there's all this wine and saliva. And I thought, oh, my gosh. I thought wine was, for beer I can understand it. Okay, get me a brewski. But wine, swishing around and spitting it out. And I thought they were kidding. I had some serious cultural adjustment. I also was a judge at a chili cook-off. And I don't know if they still are, but in the late 80s, early 90s, there were some millions of dollars in chili cook-offs. Millions.
Wow.
Yeah. And I'm like, you could win a $50,000 prize. And I, at the San Jose State Fair, I was a judge. And first of all, it's 120 degrees, literally. And it turns out the thing about chili is that they're either brown or red, meat or not meat, chili pepper or not chili pepper, beans or not beans, booze or not booze. So there are all these, and people will put anything in chili, like a goat head, literally.
Wow, no kidding.
Oh, yeah, yeah, oh. Yeah. And, I mean, the obvious things like beef, but also, not only the goat head, but goat and oysters and lobsters and all sorts of weird things. It's 120 degrees. And what you learn, the first thing you do is you smell it first. If it does not smell like something your body is going to be able to tolerate, you just smile sweetly.
Yeah.
If you're going to taste it, you taste a teensy, dainty little because God knows what's in it. It was an amazing experience. And people take it very... I mean, if there's a $50,000 prize, then this is serious stuff.
That's some big stuff.
And I did one in New York as well. But the I don't know if they have them anymore. But chili cook-offs, big deals. Big deals.
I got to do one of those. I make a pretty mean chili.
Well, I'm going to smell it first before. And then I really liked chili. But chili when it's 120 degrees out.
Yeah,
I'm a little less enthusiastic about chili, but it was a fun thing to do. I'm always being asked to judge the Miss Garlic Festival.
Oh, really?
She literally had, it's was it Salinas is the garlic? No, starts with a G, not Gilroy. Maybe it is Gilroy. It's the garlic capital of America. And they actually have a little tiara that's got a garlic bud in it.
Nice.
It's called a Stinky Rose. There's actually a restaurant in San Francisco where there used to be called a Stinky Rose, where garlic was in everything, including the iced tea. Make garlic iced tea. And now, it's viewed as Ascalera King, very medicinal. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
No, no, no. I refuse to age. How would you like to refuse or even reverse the signs of aging? You can with a breakthrough skincare line that utilizes growth factors and plant stem cells to visibly turn back the clock. It's clinically proven and the results are stunning. Call 1-844-500-0815. 1-844-500-0815 or visit irefusetoage.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's exactly what we do talk about. Whatever it is that's on your mind is what's important to us. 855-993-7569. Robert, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi there. I was listening to your show.
Okay.
And I had a few questions. I don't quite understand what the difference is between all these couples that are shacking up and then when they get married, all of a sudden they can't get along. You know, Prince William and his bride now were shacking up for 7 years, and she left him once, and now all of a sudden they're married with one child and another one on the way, and all of a sudden they're the perfect couple. You've mentioned some of your gay friends that have gotten married, and then all of a sudden they're getting a divorce. Yeah. My feeling is that it shouldn't make that much difference. And so I was wondering what your perspective as a sociologist and therapist and everything else. Maybe you can help me understand what the difference is.
Absolutely. Good question. All right, let's start at the beginning. The different, first of all, if they were the same, I think there wouldn't be different words. And I think that there is a difference between living with somebody and being married to them. If nothing else, the state gets involved, there are legalities to it, there are tax consequences, and there's an additional commitment. And it's interesting that you asked the question. And about 10 years ago, Robert, there was a study done in Sweden, which was the country that had one of the highest rates of cohabitation as opposed to marriage. And what they found was that couples who'd lived together for more than 5 years before marriage had a worse than average rate of staying married. That there are more divorces. If they'd been together 5 years or more when they actually got married, they were more prone to divorce than people who had not been, either hadn't lived together or hadn't lived together for that length of time. And my interpretation of that was, if you've been together for 5 years and you get married, there has to be a reason, and sometimes the reason is coercive. It's the statement that says, if you don't marry me, I'm out of here, or if we don't have a child, I'm going to leave. In other words, there's something that one person is pressuring the other person, and pressure only holds up for the short term and won't hold up for the long term. That's number one. Hopefully the royal couple will do better. Because they have a whole lot of community structure that seems to keep them in place, and they do seem to be getting along okay. But I do think the difference between living with somebody, and again, people who live together say, well, it's the same as being married, but it's not. Because if it was, then why not be married? Or why even have two separate words? I think the level of commitment is different. With people who are living together, even though they may love each other, that there's not the encumbrance that marriage entails. And I think the encumbrance is for a good reason. It says, if you're really going to do this, you have to not only think about who you've been and who you are, but project it into the future and who you're going to be, which is not the world's easiest thing to do. So I think there is a difference. It is the level of commitment. It is how the state views it. And the issue for gay marriage is, as I mentioned last week, which I think is very surprising to the gay community, and certainly is to me as well, because you'd think, well, if you fought so hard to get an equal kind of statement, but I think part of it is, and I don't know what the statistics are about lesbians. I have no idea whether it affects women the same way that it affects men. If I had to guess, I would guess that lesbian couples are probably slightly more stable, not for any reason other than the fact that lesbians, by definition, are women. And women have been thinking about marriage since the cradle. I mean, we play with Barbie dolls, we have bridal gowns, we play bride. And so I think there is that part of just the female culture, independent of whether you're straight or gay, that marriage is something you're going to do. And so I think it's probably, my guess is that lesbian marriages are going to hold up better than gay men marriages. And that's just kind of a, as you say, a sociological assumption. But I think for a lot of men, that they really didn't understand the difference of the level of commitment, of fidelity, of financial interdependence, of the fact that of income taxes, all sorts of things that marriage entails, that living together doesn't necessarily.
Well, I've watched the news and all this kind of stuff, and I have a son that he was cohabitating with his girlfriend, and then he finally bought her a rock. And I said, well, are you going to end up getting married, or is this one of those 6 or 7 year engagements? And he kind of laughed, and he said, well, financially, he was, money is his God. He worships it. He cherishes it. He works after it. He stresses over it. All the different things. And so I kind of understood before he ever said it. But, she was really tickled when she got the ring, and she was been covertly looking at bridal magazines. Yep. and all these kind of things. And, I was raised that you don't cohabitate. You don't do all this kind of stuff. If you want to have a relationship with a woman, you get married. Yep. And then you start the process. And
yep.
And well, so it's interesting to see how all this is coming around, you know, because I have heard of couples that, you know, man and, you know, heterosexual, that when they get married, all of a sudden either one or both of them change to the point that they can't stand each other any longer. And I just don't understand psychologically why they act that way.
Well, first of all, I think that that's not universally true. That still, even with divorce as high as it is, and it's been about the same for about the last 20 years, it's right around 50%. But even that means that half marriages do survive. So, I mean, I think that, that you can look at that and say, oh my goodness, half the people who get married are not going to stay married. But and part of it is exactly what you say, is that, you know, I've had this discussion with people. I can remember 20 years ago having this discussion of someone saying that our parents were happier and our grandparents were happier than we were. And I said, well, they said they had happier marriages. And I said, how do you know? And they said, they stayed married. And I said, yeah, but that's because women didn't have any choice. If you got divorced, you're going to starve. So once women started working, one of the primary reasons when marriage was invented, it wasn't about romance. It wasn't about love. It was about alliances and finances. That's what it was. It was a financial, political institution. So, and once women could support themselves and their children, then a marriage had to have something else going for it. It had to have the fact that you liked each other, or you had fun together, or the sex was great, or whatever. Basically, that you liked each other, you wanted to be together. And so I think marriage, as it's changing, will be better for everybody of people who actually get married. Although, as you know, we talked about, I think, a couple of weeks ago, that for the first time in the history of the United States, there are more people living together, cohabiting, than married. So I think that marriage, as it's changing, will in fact meet both men's and women's needs better than it used to. But it is a transition. And the fact is, it's not at all clear that either men or women were happier when women had no options. Because men died earlier. You died about 15% before women. And I think part of that is having to take the financial responsibility for another adult. That's bone-chilling. And women have done a crummy job of convincing men why women working is to everybody's benefit. It's to the children's benefit, it's to the men's benefit, and it's certainly to the woman's benefit. We've done a horrible job about that. We make men think that we're deserting the children and that we're saying that they can't make enough money, and neither of those are true. So we're in certainly a period of transition. I personally, but you know me, I think that everything's going to work out okay, that marriage will in fact meet people's needs better. My guess is Margaret Mead, and this was 40 years ago, got married 6 different times to 5 different men, and she felt that you marry different people at different stages in your life for different reasons, and expecting one person to meet all those needs was just plain unrealistic. But is your son getting married or not married?
So far, they don't have a date, and he doesn't seem to have any plans for it any time in the future, so I don't know how that's all going to work out, and he's 30 some years old now, and they're grown up and they can make their own decisions. Yeah. But I personally feel like that it's a religious thing, and that human beings may have bastardized it over time with the monetary idea of it. But if you go into it with the idea that you're not going to get divorced, then when you change over the 10, 20, 30 years, that you figure out how to be able to enjoy each other. And so just because, you know, when you're 20 years old, they're not the same as I am when I'm 55 years old. And to expect either one of the partners to be that way is unrealistic. And
you're right. You're right.
It's really cruel.
Well, I think you're right. The joke is that men marry women thinking they'll never change, and women marry men thinking they'll change them. And I personally think what we will evolve to is a stage of basically domestic partners, and then you can choose whether or not to be married in a religious ceremony. But we know that couples share religions, marriages hold up better, so there's no question about that. Robert, thanks for your call. Elizabeth, you'll be next. Then John, I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I am indeed, 855-99-37569. Elizabeth, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. How am I to help?
Hi, Dr. Joy. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How am I going to help you?
I love you, by the way. You saved my life at least 800 times since you've been on the air. Okay, I have to say I'm going by a different name.
Okay.
Just because people in my, I live in Canada,
okay.
But I was at a farmer's market a couple of weeks ago, and they said, I call her my soul sister, but I had to let the friendship go up in about 2012. It just was too negative. So she's a teacher and I'm a counselor. whatever happened, but she said, I heard you on the radio with Dr. Joy last year. And I said, no, it's my voice.
Yeah, you're a pretty distinctive voice. Yeah.
So, listen, I want to ask you something.
Okay.
I was diagnosed in 2000. I'm 58 years old. 58 years young, I should say. And I'm a big health nut freak, but that's irrelevant. I was diagnosed with PTSD in 2012 and also depression. And I'm not a fan of pills, so I don't take anything. I'm into vitamins and nutrients, and I'll do it the food way and that way. So this is the thing. I'm on my fifth therapist, and she was amazing. But this is the thing. So she's a clinical social worker and a bereavement specialist. That's what I looked it up after I met her. I have a nurse practitioner that I can talk to for with all my issues, or my sadness, I should say.
Well, what's the trauma of the PTSD?
Well, when I was a kid, I'm going to just say it, I was raped and beat at 17 years old. I was in college at 16. I came from a small town, but moved to from a 3,000, population to a bigger town. I don't want to say too much because people will know. I don't really care. So I came to Windsor. You're familiar with Windsor, Ontario?
I am.
Across
indeed.
From Detroit, Michigan.
Yes, ma'am.
We're separated by the river. So
yes,
I went
ma'am.
To college very young, and while I was graduating, we went to this big party in LaSalle, and while I was sleeping, they were bikers, and they were called the Lobos, and I don't mind saying that because I'm writing books right now, but they came in, and they took me, and I fought, and I had sex once, but it wasn't really, anything you could speak of, so I'm 16. Anyway, what they did, they took me, we were at a canal at this multi-million dollar house, and I didn't know at the time, but the owner of the house was dealing with these people. So I wasn't the only one that got raped that night. But they took me and they took my, I fought so hard and I closed up they couldn't enter me. I closed up, my dad was a Golden Glove boxer, but whatever he taught us as kids, I did everything then and fought them off. They kept trying to smother me with a pillow and until I would fight and come back. And they couldn't penetrate me. So it wasn't an actual rape. But what they did was bring me out to the canal. It's on a beautiful street and a canal with gorgeous homes. And they would dunk me in the water upside down with my feet. And I'm a swimmer, a bronze medal, whatever. But they would pull me up. And whatever happened that night, I think affected the rest of my life. So it changed everything. And I have to tell you, in this town that I was raised in, when it was only 3,000 people, we have a big 14-room house, very wealthy, 3,000 or so many thousand acres. And, you know, at that time, all the brothers I have eight brothers and sisters, they'd get the BB guns and go shoot rabbits in the backyard.
Elizabeth, where are we going on this?
Okay. You want to know my issue?
Yeah.
My issue is this. Okay, this is my, fifth? I just wrote it down. My fifth therapist I just met, and I love her. But I'm on a waiting list to see her, and we're going to do 16 sessions. So what I wanted to know, what is the difference? She's a clinical social worker and a bereavement specialist. The other four or five therapist I've seen over the last 2 years, all my history didn't come to me till I was about 40, 45. You know how they say that, an uncle sort of raped me when I was 9, he did something bad to me? I didn't know that till it came back to me. I worked for a college, and I had this dream, and whatever happened, I had a sister that diddled with me, but it didn't come back to me until I was in my 40s, and I had gone through some surgery, minor, on my knee, and I was home for a week from work, blah, blah, blah. I own a restaurant at the college in my town.
Elizabeth, so where are we going on this?
So what I want to know is, what's the difference between, like, a psychologist and a clinical social worker? Like,
well, practically, it depends a lot on the individual. In terms of licensure and education, there's a fair amount of difference, but a clinical social worker is a less academically stringent degree. But it really, I think, what you want is a therapist that helps you. And Elizabeth, let me try to give you a shove in the right direction, which is, maybe it's time to focus on something other than something that happened 40 years ago. Maybe it's time to understand that that something really wretched happened, but that you were able, first of all, to function in spite of it. Now, the fact that in spite was because it was repressed still means that you had 35 years or some 30 years of being able to function. And I don't know how well you functioned or how well you didn't function, but instead of focusing on what happened, what I would focus on at this moment in your life is what you need going forward, because you want to make sure that you don't become a drama queen, that you don't define your life by something that was negative that happened a very long time ago, but that you focus on what works in your life, what doesn't work in your life, and how to make that conversion to more things that work in your life. And so I think what you need is not so much the credentials of a therapist, is the courage of a therapist to say, Elizabeth, stay on point here, Elizabeth, you know, what are we focusing on? And maybe because you're on a waiting list and you seem to be fairly functional at this moment, to make a list of what things in your life aren't working, what things don't that you feel stuck, or you don't know quite what to do about it, and stay as much as you can on the here and now. It sounds like you spent most of the last decade focusing on something that happened 30 years ago or 40 years ago at this moment, and see if you can focus on what kind of choices can I make, what will work better for me going forward. And in terms of the depression, I think you want somebody who in theory can prescribe medication, who's a good therapist for you, and make sure that you use all that energy to do some exercise as well, because that'll help. All right, don't worry so much about the credentials. John, you'll be next. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now, that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.